Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
The media is keeping us fixed on the fact that COVID-19 cases are spiking in many places throughout the state, county, country, and world. Rightly so. We need to know the nasty little virus is on the loose, seeking to prey upon those who are vulnerable. I'm saddened by the more than 200,000 deaths nationwide, and just as distressed about what this pandemic is doing to our economy, especially businesses like travel, restaurants, tourism. Smaller businesses have been hammered. Many of them may not recover. It's been devastating to certain people. That's part of the unfairness of this disease. Those who can work from home, online, meet with Zoom, draw a paycheck, count your blessings. There are a lot of people who simply cannot work and are shuttered inside. COVID's bad, but we should not panic and pretend that it's the worst pandemic in human history. It's not. A bit of perspective might calm our jangled nerves. For example, let's go back a century to the Spanish flu epidemic, which occurred during World War I. We seem to have forgotten this flu took more lives than World War I itself, killing somewhere between 17 and 50 million people. It was especially deadly for young adults. Now, if we combine the deaths of the First World War with the flu, we get a staggering figure, around 32 million people dying worldwide. Going back further, you might have heard about the 30 Years' War in Europe. The 30 Years' War was a religious war, essentially resulting from the upheavals created by the Protestant Reformation. This war took place from 1618 to 1648. It was ended by a treaty called the Peace of Westphalia. During that war, the population of many nations, cities, and villages was reduced by around 30%. It's difficult to get exact figures because records were seldom kept in those days. It's estimated that more people died from disease and famine than the direct effects of war, but let's just say that 30% of our population today was hit by a combination of warfare, famine, and disease, as it was in that time. Now, if we experience that same proportion of catastrophe today, we would be looking at about 100 million deaths in our country, not 270,000. California would have about 1 million deaths, not 20,000. In Humboldt County today, we're apparently approaching 1,000 known cases with about 9 deaths. If COVID were as deadly as a 30-year war, we would expect around 40,000 deaths, not 9. Now, the upshot of all that I'm saying, while things are bad, they could be worse. Our ancestors had it worse, and they did not have a vaccine on the way. So in spite of all these grim statistics and frightening reports, I'm trying my best to give you a reason to have hope. Most of us have many reasons to look back on last week and give thanks. Let's also look forward to Christmas and the New Year with an attitude of hope and joy. Yes, joy, even in the midst of what we're told are very dark days. This has been Dan Price for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.